Less than 25 games to go remaining in the regular season in the California League, and it starts to become crunch time in a critical matchup between Rancho Cucamonga and Visalia. Coming up next, it is Game 3 of the six-game series between the Quakes and the Rawhide. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joe Gonzalez with you as we get ready to look towards the weekend. And yesterday, Visalia, a dominant 9-3 win against the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quake, and it scored with a run in the bottom half of the first inning. Four walks from starting pitcher Luke Fox knocked him out of the ballgame as he walked. Ryan Walshman walked in a run. Dimitri Crisantes made it 1-0. Then in the top half of the second inning, Rancho would respond with a run of their own thanks to an Eduardo Guerrero RBI single. It was his first hit of the series and the first RBI of the series, so a pretty crucial hit in that situation. Then in the bottom half of the second inning, the Rawhide would tack on three more runs, including a double from Christopher Terrine and a base hit from Ruben Santana. However, it would still be an extra two more walks in the ballgame. So just looking at the first two innings of this ballgame, it featured six walks from visiting Rancho pitching. So the Rawhide, at the end of two innings of work, led the ball game 4-1. Then in the bottom half of the fourth inning, the Rawhide, they would get down to work. Three straight doubles after the fielder's choice for Ruben Santana. After the error, I should say. Three straight doubles from Yancel Luis, Dimitri Crisantes, and Angel Ortiz end up getting the Rawhide in a winning position. The Rawhide tacked on four runs in inning number four. They never looked back after that. The Rawhide would tack on one more run in inning number seven, and then a pair of runs in the top half of the ninth to defeat Rancho, final score 9-3. Wilkin Paredes received the win. He also snapped a streak of allowing a home run in his last five games. Paredes looked really good last night in a ball game where he went six innings of work, six hits, only one run allowed. He struck out five batters in that ball game, in a ball game where the Rawhide combined for 12 strikeouts. Meanwhile, for Rancho, it was a little bit different of a ball game. 14 strikeouts, however, you look at eight walks, and the first three pitchers of the ball game combined for all eight of those walks. So Rancho, if they want to win this ball game, they got to figure out to find a way to hit the strike zone, because without that, it could be another long night, and the Rawhide, who are just two games back, would like to continue making up ground here in this ball game. What's up, side in? When we come back, we'll take a deeper look at those California League standings. It is game three of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
We're back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. We get ready for first pitch here on this Thursday night. And with that, let's go through the California League standings for the first time this evening. Rancho, currently 27-16. They have a two-game lead over Visalia, who is 24-19. 54-55 in the second half. Meanwhile, Lake Yellowstone are currently tied for second place as well. They're 24-19 as well. Meanwhile, in fourth place is the Inland Empire 66ers. They are 21-22 with an overall record of a 46-63 record. Meanwhile, up in the north, San Jose, they're 26-18 on a three-game winning streak. Fresno's in second place with a record of 20-24 as they take advantage of Modesto's loss last night. Fresno has now won three straight games, and they're six games back. Lastly, out in Stockton, the Ports 13-31. They've lost five straight games, and they're 13 games back of fourth place. So starting to seem like an unlikelihood that Stockton has a chance to make a playoff run. They would need to win a lot of games with a little less than 25 games to go in the second half of the California League season. Meanwhile, tonight's starting pitchers, it'll be the left-hander Adonis Perez. So far in 2024, he is 5-6 with a 5.30 ERA. Meanwhile, it'll be the lefty Hyun-Suk Jung, 0-1 with a 20.25 ERA. It'll be Jung's second appearance in a Rancho Cucamonga uniform, elected to bypass playing in the KBO and decided to challenge himself playing in the minor league ranks and playing with the best players and the coaches. We'll talk a little bit more about Jung's story as this broadcast continues to roll on. But Adonis Perez, we've seen him on Sundays, we've seen him midweek, and we've now seen him as a Thursday starter. He'll need to get something going for this Rahe team who need a crucial win. You look at the series, Visalia needs to win 4 out of 6 in order to be at the same spot two games back at the end of the series. Rahe need five to take the lead. I should say 4 games in order to tie it. 5 would put them in a tie. So interesting scenarios coming up with the final 4 games left to go in this series, but a very crucial ball game. And the keys to victory for tonight's ball game, it's not putting runners in scoring position. It's finding ways to bring these guys home. You talk about last night's ball game, the Rawhide were 4-17. Meanwhile, two nights ago on Tuesday night, the Rawhide with runners in scoring position, they were 3-13. So just 7 hits in those scenarios. And you say, well, Joey, you could argue that the Rawhide scored 9 runs last night. Well, my counter to that point is the Rawhide left 12 runners on base. The last time they did that was on April 7th against Inland Empire in a ball game that they ended up sweeping the series. But there were plenty of flaws in that ball game, so not to disguise you from a ball game that really was in the first Sunday of the season. So hitting with runners in scoring position and get those guys into scoring position early in today's ball game. Several ways to watch today's ball game. You can watch it live on the Valley Live app. You can watch it live on the MILB app as well. And as you can all season long, you can listen to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide. Barbecue apron night and college night as well. $5 off tickets for any college merch. And it's a free barbecue apron for the first 250 fans in attendance, thanks to Mission Linen. Plenty to be excited about for today's ball game, including a very crucial game coming up here in a couple moments' time. We'll get ready to step aside for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have the first pitch and starting lineup. We get ready for game number 110 of the 131-game marathon. Rancho Visalia coming up next. Enjoy the game, everybody.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
They do it, their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients.
Hey,
games remain in the California League season, and it comes down to Rancho and Visalia at Valley Strong Ballpark. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app for Game 3 of the six-game series between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide. Joey Gonzalez with you as we get ready to get set for the weekend. And with that, let's go through tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Leading things up for the Quakes will be the DH, Kendall George. Batting at the two spot will be the left fielder, number 5, Eduardo Quintero. Cameron Decker, the first baseman, will bat 3. Jose Mesa, the right fielder, will bat out of the cleanup spot. Meanwhile, Elijah Hainline, the shortstop, will bat 5. Samuel Munoz will be the center fielder, batting 6. Victor Rodriguez will be the catcher, batting 7. Oswaldo Osorio will bat 8, playing 2nd. And then lastly, it'll be Eduardo Guerrero, the third baseman, wearing number 15. For Visalia, it'll be the southpaw, Adonis Perez, so far in 2024, 5-6, with a 5.30 ERA, 82 punch-outs here in 2024, and leads this Rawhide club in the number of wins. Adrian DeLeon behind the plate will have his throw down to second base, and we are about set to go and ready to play baseball here on this Thursday night, college night, and barbecue apron giveaway. Plenty to be excited about and plenty to be excited on the field, as well as both Rancho and Visalia continue to look to make the playoff push. They're all looking to make the postseason for the first time since 2019 when they won the California League title. Adonis is ready. Kendall's ready. First pitch on the way. Hit to the right side of the infield. And Anderson Rojas, a diving effort, will sneak on through. And it will be a leadoff base hit here for Rancho. So no time wasted here. And with that, it will now bring up Eduardo Quintero to the plate. Take a look at the replay there. Ball just hung over the zone. And Kendall George will punish you on a mistake like that. Exactly what he does. And now to bring up the second batter of the ball game in the form of Eduardo Quintero. The pitch on the way, fouled off to the right side. And the count is now 0-1. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. Coming pitch on the way from Adonis Perez. And I'll have to hold off as he has the pickoff attempt over to first. Unsuccessful, however. Kendall George is able to get back in there quickly. One of the faster players that not only on this Rancho team, but of all of the California League. Upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's inside. DeLeon looks over at first, doesn't decide to throw. He decides to hold on to it. Quintero so far this year batting 188. No home runs and no RBIs so far here on the season. Upcoming pitch on the way from Adonis Perez. Here's the deal home. And that one is fouled off to the right side. So the count will now move to 1-2. Rawhide won yesterday's ball game, final score 9-3. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, Rancho won the opening game of that six-game series, final score 5-2. As a ball game that was 1-1 after the first two innings, and the Rawhide took their first lead in the bottom half of the third, a swing and a miss, strike 3, so that'll be the first time Quintero struck out, and that strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today, 559-625-4141. Talking about Tuesday night's ball game, the Rawhide had a 2-1 lead heading into the top half of the fourth inning. However, after that, Rancho attack on 3 runs and never give back the lead. A very similar situation last night where the Rawhide attacked on 4 runs in the bottom half of the fourth inning, never looked back, and ended up defeating the Quakes final score 9-3. It was a ball game that featured 5 Rancho errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they failed to complete none. 1-0 pitch on the way from Perez. Here's the deal home. And that one is outside. Pickoff attempt at first. Slightly high. But Ruben Santana is able to jump up in the air and prevent that one from going to outfield. Cameron Decker so far on the year batting 278 with 7 home runs and 33 RBIs. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 away. Perez will get ready for the deal home. The upcoming pitch on the way from Perez. And that one's a swing and a miss for strike number 1. Adonis comes in to this ball game with a 3-pitch arsenal. One of the multiple sinker ball pitchers on this Rawhide team. The sinker slider changeup combination comes in at 6'3", 185, the 20-year-old southpaw. Going to pitch on the way from Adani. Swinging and a miss. Throw down to second. There's a tag, and it's in time. Kendall George is caught stealing. He's pointing at second. He didn't believe that Rojas got him. Either way, it'll be the second out of the inning. So I'd like to see him likely see the replay here in just a moment, but that was a perfect throw by De Leon, putting it very low to the right side of the bag. There's a look at the replay. And see it slowed down. Looks like Rojas may have barely got that tag in time, and now this ball is grounded to the third base side. A little bit of an odd bounce, but Crisantas is able to field it and toss to first base in time. And Adonis Perez faces the minimum here in inning number one. So at the end of a half inning of work, Rancho 0, Visalia 0. You're listening to Raleigh Baseball at VisaliaRaleigh.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid.
Going back to Ride Baseball here in the bottom half of the first inning. Yancel Luis will lead things off. Yancel Luis, Christopher Torin, Demetrio Crisantas. First pitch on the way. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Starting pitcher for today's ballgame, Hyun-suk Jung, the 200-pound 6'4 righty out of Chungwon, Republic of Korea. The 1-0 pitch on the way, that one is inside for a ball. And the count now 2-0. Yancel Luis at the plate, batting 274 with 6 home runs and 46 RBIs. Talking a little bit more about Jung. He was signed as a free agent on August 8th of 2023. The upcoming 2-0 pitch on the way, and that one is bounced inside for ball 3-0. Talk about Jang. It was a guy that the Dodgers picked up last year following the trade deadline. A 3-0 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one is in there for a strike, 3-1. It was a Dodgers team who added a trade, Maximo Martinez and Aldrin Batista, to the Chicago White Sox. Those were two minor league players in order to make room for the international bonus pool space that they would end up picking up Jung. As that one is inside for a ball, so five-pitch walk here. Gets Yancel Luis on base, and we'll get ready to go through the starting lineup for Visalia. Yancel Luis will lead things up. Christopher Torin will bat at the two spot. Demetrio Crisantas will bat third. Meanwhile, at the four spot, it'll be Angel Ortiz. Drew Jones will bat five. Ryan Waldschmidt will bat sixth. Meanwhile, at the seventh spot, Anderson Rojas. Adrian DeLeon, the ride catcher, will bat eighth. And then lastly, Ruben Santana, the ride first baseman, will bat out of the number nine spot. That's tonight's starting lineup here for your Rawhide. Pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. And as always, starting lineups are brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through a video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem Medi-Cal members. That pitch is lifted into center field. Underneath it will be the center fielder Samuel Munoz for the grab. And there will now be one down here in the inning as we get ready to look at the numbers for Hyun-Suk Jung. So far in 2024 with the Quakes, 0-1 with a 20.25 ERA. Just one game for Jang here this season, an inning and a third. He gave up two hits in that ballgame and three earned runs, struck out three batters and walked a pair. So Jang obviously trying to recover here in today's ballgame as that pitch is outside for ball one. 1-0, Dimitri Crisantes has been such a fun player to watch this season, batting 360 with four home runs and 30 RBIs. Crisantes, a guy who was added to this Rahe team at the middle of June. As that throw back over first, should say the middle of July. His pickoff attempt there unsuccessful. Should say June 18th. That was correct the first time. June 18th, and in that debut ball game, he was 0-5 since then. It's been a lot different story. This one popped up on the left side, popping off the catcher, Victor Rodriguez, and a run out of space as that one is fouled out of play for a strike. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Remember that June 18th ball game against Lake Elsinore. The Rye lost that game by two runs. They tried to rally late, but there was a point in that ball game with two down. Crisanta stepped up to the plate, and he missed an RBI double by about 6 inches left of the third base line. And from that moment, continued to wow the eyes of the Rawhide faithful here at Valley Strong Ballpark. One ball, one strike, one away. Crisanta gets ready for the pitch. And pause here from Jang. There's a deal home. And that one's a ground ball to the left side and foul. So the count is now 1-2. Dimitri Crisantes yesterday. Let's go again. An RBI to his name on a double. On a ball that he poked out into left center field. One ball, two strikes, one away. And he's been a player that's been very focused on the two-strike approach. And he takes that one on the outside corner for strike three. So Crisantes will be struck out for the first time in this ballgame. It'll be Jang's first strikeout of the ballgame. And it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Take a look at the replay there. Good movement on that pitch, just finding a way to drift back into the batter's box. So now you got Angel Ortiz at the plate with two down. The guy who's batting 303 with five home runs and 41 RBIs. Here's the deal home upstairs. Swung on and missed. And the count is now 0-1. Angel Ortiz currently the highest batting average by any Rye player on the season. It was earlier this week that Ortiz is officially listed as a qualified player, as that one is fouled off to the left side and out of play. Ortiz quickly behind in the count 0-2. But you look at Angel Ortiz so far here in 2024, 69 games now entering the night. 0-2, a two-way. Upcoming pitch on the way from Jang to Ortiz. That one's inside for ball 1-2. You look at the players that played the most games so far this season. Ruben Santana and Drew Jones. We'll see where that pitch missed. Not by much. Bottom of the zone. Right around the knees. Not able to get the benefit of the doubt. So now Ortiz stays alive in the count. We'll see if he's able to make the right-hander pay. The 1-2 pitch. Top of the zone. And the inning will come to a conclusion. So back-to-back called strike three calls. Thrive batters ends the inning with a runner on first. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through one inning of work here in downtown Visalia. Quick zero, Rawhide zero. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Ride Baseball here on the MILB app. We move to the top half of the second inning in game 110 of 131. That pitch is downstairs for ball 1-1-0. It'll be Jose Mesa, Elijah Hanline, Samuel Munoz, 4, 5, and 6 do up here in the inning. The upcoming pitch on the way from Adonis Perez. And here's the deal home, and that one is outside for a ball, so the count is now 2-0. Adonis Perez, a good first inning of work. He gave up a single. However, after that, Kendall Jordan would be caught stealing. He would have a strikeout and a groundout as well. The 2-0 pitch on the way from Perez. And that one's in there for a strike, so the count is now 2-1. Jose Mesa so far in the year batting .245 with 7 home runs and 26 RBIs here in 2024. The 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one missed somewhere. Ball 3-1. Donnie's last outing, 6 innings of work. His last 3 outings have all been a minimum 5 innings. A 3-1 pitch on the way. And that one's inside for ball 4, so a leadoff walk. It'll be the second straight frame that the Rancho Quakes have a leadoff base runner. And it brings up Elijah Hanline to the plate. And we get ready to go through the numbers here in 2024 for Adonis Perez. 5-6 in his 19th game of the year, 5.30 ERA, 86 and 2/3 innings of work, 82 strikeouts, 35 walks, with 88 hits allowed so far this season. Going pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. So the count is now 0-1. Talk about those strikeouts from Perez so far in 2024. It is him and Denny Lerondo as the 2 strikeout leaders. The upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way, bunt sign shown, as that one goes in there for a strike. The count now 0-2. Perez is 82 strikeouts, 5 shy of the Sunday starter Denny Lerondo's 87. The upcoming 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one is low for ball 1-2. All right, going a little bit more into the numbers for Adonis. We talk about his last outing on Thursday, last Thursday out at John Thurman Field. 7 hits in that ball game. However, he only gave up 1 run. That run was not earned, so you have to go all the way back to July 25th against Lake Elster, the last time he allowed an earned run, where he gave up 5 hits and 4 earned runs in that ball game. Now, Perez has been a guy who's been able to get distance as of lately and keep the earned runs to a minimum as of lately. 2 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. An upcoming pitch on the way here to Elijah Hanline, and that pitch is inside for ball 2-2. You know, I talked about 3 straight outings of 5 innings of work. The last time he did not go 5 innings of work, you have to go even further back, June 23rd at against Lake Elsinore right here at home, where he pitched 3 2/3 innings of work, a ball game where he gave up 6 earned runs. As Hainline will foul that one off to the right side, so the count remains full. Foul ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks. Your auto, local auto glass specials. Give them a call to 855-947-2000 for a free quote today. So Perez has been the consistent 5-plus inning of work guy as of lately. An upcoming payoff pitch on the way from Perez. That one's outside for ball 4, so now leadoff. First two batters have walked, and now brings up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Now Adrian De Leon will make his way from behind home plate and give his infield instructions. Samuel Munoz batting 231 with 3 home runs and 38 RBIs so far in 2024. So Munoz will get ready for the upcoming deal. The stare down from Adonis Perez. The pause and the kick. Here's the pitch. And that one is outside for ball 1-0. Yesterday's ball game, it was a long first 2 innings. It took us over an hour and 10 minutes just to play 2 innings of work. The ball game seemingly sped up a little bit more as the night rolled on. 2 hours and 56 minutes to complete yesterday's ball game. And now a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt will not make the count 1-1. Runner at second in the form of Jose Mesa. Elijah Hainline at first. Coming 1-1 pitch on the way here from Perez. Kick and the fire. And that one is a swing and a foul ball. So the count is now 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, no outs. Talked a little bit about the 21 games remaining with this game officially underway. It's now 20 games to go here in the second half of the season. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one's upstairs for ball 2. They're all going to have 3 more games at home against Rancho Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 6:30 for the next 2 nights before a 12:05 start time on Sunday. Before the Rawhide look to next week to take on Inland Empire out in San Bernardino. As that one's lifted into center field, Drew Jones will race backwards. He's looking up at the wall, and that ball is gone. A 3-run home run from Samuel Munoz gets the Quakes on the scoreboard for the first time in this ball game. Rancho 3, Visalia 0. It sounded good off the bat. Drew Jones gave it quite a bit of a run, but unable to chase it down in time. And now the pitching coach, Tyler Moore, will make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So T-Mark will look to wind down Perez here, get him back in the moment. But he's already faced 3 batters and not gotten an out so far here to begin this ball game. So now it brings up Victor Rodriguez to the plate. Rodriguez making his debut here in the series, batting 294 with a home run and 2 RBIs so far this season. Here's the pitch home, and that one's below the knees for ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes, and no outs. Perez will stare down Rodriguez. Here's the deal home, and that one is fouled directly backwards, so the count is now 1-1. The Rawhide will have the series against Inland Empire next week, 6:35 start times all week before a 5:35 first pitch on Sunday. And then that will be followed by the final home series of the season against the Fresno Grizzlies. That's an important series. So really a favorable schedule if you look at this Rawhide team over the next 3 weeks, really. You got Inland Empire, the worst team in the Southern Division, the 1-1 pitch on the way, and a Fresno team who has struggled here in the second half. They have gotten a little bit later, better as of lately. They're still 2 games back, 4 games below 500 in the second half of the season. There are 44 games played. So that's a series that the Rawhide have to take some games. They got to find a way to get a series win there. The 1-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and Adrian DeLeon will apply the tag for out number one. Breakout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give a call today at 559-625-4141. You look at the breaking ball, big break. That was above the knees before it dropped all the way down above home plate. So with one down here in the inning, it brings up Oswaldo Osorio to the plate. As they'll take that one low for a ball, 1-0. Visalia currently has the 16-6 lead over Inland Empire on the series, and they're 7-2 on the road out at San Manuel Stadium. 1-0 pitch on the way, foul off to the left side. Count now 1-1. So that's a favorable series. And then you got Fresno at home. And although you look at that, and they only won 2 out of 6 when they went to Chanty Park earlier in the year, it's a team that they were walked off 4 times in that series. So it was closed games, not to mention I already said that Fresno's been playing a lower brand of baseball here in the second half. 2-1 with one away. Upcoming pitch on the way from Perez. That one swung on and missed, strike number 2. Meanwhile, for Rancho, it's a little bit tougher of a schedule. Lake Elsinore, who's right there biting at your heels. You got them for 6 games. Luckily, you do have them at home, but still not an easy team to beat anytime you face them, especially with the 17-year-old Leodalis DeVries, who's been in trouble for any team that they've played. Rosemont Verdugo's been fun to watch as well. And then you got San Jose out at Excite Ballpark for a 6-game series there. The 2-2 pitch on the way. That one is grounded to the left side. San Jose, obviously the dominant team in the north right now with a 6-game lead. And then they have Visalia and the in the final week of the season in the beginning of September. Point being, the Rawhide have to take care of business over the next 2 weeks. Pitch on the way, jam shot, fouled directly backwards. But you take advantage of the situations at hand, and you put yourself into a playoff scenario. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Prez will get ready for his 40th pitch of the ball game. Here's the deal home, and that one is downstairs for ball 3-2. Upcoming payoff pitch coming up here for Adonis Perez. Looking to avoid having his 3rd walk of not only the ball game, but here the inning. He walked Jose Mesa to begin the frame, Elijah Hainlein. And now Oswaldo Osorio looking to join the party as well, as this one is fouled off to the right side. And Osorio making this a difficult at-bat here. This will be the upcoming now 10th pitch of the at-bat. Got the number 9 batter, Eduardo Guerrero, currently on deck. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Payoff pitch, and that one's on the outside corner. Ball 4. And with that, it'll bring up Eduardo Guerrero to the plate. A walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number 1 electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Take a look at the replay here from Adonis. We'll see where that one misses. Yeah, it's a little bit off the plate for ball 4. So the one down in the inning, here's the pitch home. And that one's on the outside corner in there for strike 0-1. Eduardo Guerrero, a guy batting 125 on the year with no home runs and 3 RBIs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Perez from the left side of the slab. Here's the deal home, and that one is low once again for a ball. One ball, 1 strike, 1 away. Perez looking for the ending double play ball. The Rawhide team who leads the California League in that department. Scooped up by Luis to Rojas to first. And it is in time. 6-4-3 ending double play. The Rawhide's 102nd of the season. We're through an inning and a half here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho 3 by Salia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
There's a story about President.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball here at MySailorRawhide.com and the MILB app. Drew Jones in the middle of the Rawhide order duo, 5, 6, and 7. Jones, Waldschmidt, and Rojas. Here's the deal home from Jung. And that pitch is inside for a ball, and the count is now 1-1. Drew Jones so far on the year, a guy who's batting at 271 with 5 home runs and 51 RBIs. The upcoming pitch on the way. Does Jones go around? The appeals of the first base umpire, Reginald Webb, and he says he does go around, so the count is now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, with no outs. Saw the replay there on Jones. And now here's a pitch from Jung. Here's the deal. Inside corner, good eye from Jones. And the count is now 2-2. A very tight strike zone here to begin the ball game for the home plate umpire, Blake Bison. Two balls, two strikes, with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Jung. And that one's on the outside corner, strike three called, and it's now three straight punch-outs here to begin his ball game. Now one down in the inning as we get ready to go through the starting defense here for Rancho Cucamonga. Victor Rodriguez behind the plate. Meanwhile, at first base, Cameron Decker. Oswaldo Osorio will be the second baseman, joined by Elijah Hainline at short. Eduardo Guerrero will be the third baseman. Eduardo Quintero will play left field. Samuel Munoz will be in center. And then lastly, the right fielder will be Jose Mesa. The one-out pitch on the way. And that one is in there for a strike. Count now 0-1. Ryan Waldschmidt batting 250. No home runs and two RBIs so far here in 2024. The upcoming 0-1 deal on the way to Waldschmidt. And a good pitch there from Jung, but it's a little bit upstairs for a ball. And the count is now 1-1. Ryan Waldschmidt made his debut last Tuesday along with Ben McLaughlin, who's not in the lineup in today's ball game. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one's a swing and a miss for strike number two. But you talk about Ryan Waldschmidt, pick number 31. In this summer's MLB draft, was Slade Caldwell selected ahead of him at pick number 29. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one sails upstairs for a ball, so the count is now 2-2. Ryan Waldschmidt, pick number 31 out of Kentucky. The Kentucky Wildcats out of the Southeastern Conference. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. That one is way upstairs. And see how Kunsuk Jung, look at his fingers after that one. That ball just kind of slipped out of the fingertips. There, Jung will get a new baseball. We'll take a look at the replay. We'll see what happened. Yeah, and you see, I mean, that ball's not even near his ear by the time it starts to slip out of his hands. And now we have the payoff pitch coming up here to Ryan Waldschmidt. And that one is downstairs for ball four, so it'll be the second Rawhide walk of the ball game. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So now I'm going to bring up the bat of the speedy Rawhide middle infielder Anderson Rojas to the plate. And I see Jung looking over at his first base dugout, having a word with the pitching coach Sean Coyne. And you see Reginald Webb behind the mound picking up the rosin bag. Well, Major League Baseball has put a large emphasis since COVID on substances. And now they're having an extended conversation here with something on the rosin grab, as you see Reginald Webb picking it up here and feeling if there's any sort of substance issues. Have not seen this so far through 110 games. You never know what you're going to see when you come to the ballpark. And now they got everybody out there on the mound. They got the home plate umpire. They got the base umpire as well. They got the pitching coach Sean Coyne out there. Interesting look here. Now we played an inning and a half worth of baseball already, and there hasn't been an issue with that rosin grip. And I wonder if maybe with after that pitch that slipped out of the hands, maybe that kind of caused some suspicion from the first base umpire, Reginald Webb. And you see him continue to pick up that bag. Did he walk away with it? Or did he leave it on the mound? Looks like it, yeah, there it is, still back there, right behind the spikes to remove any clay that gets stuck to those spikes. But have not seen that this season. One out pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. And Jane, he was pretty frustrated with the stoppage. You saw him kind of gesturing over to the Rancho dugout and wondering what the issue was. And now the pitch on the way is inside for a ball, so the count is now 1-1 with one away.
I'm focused, man.
Right, still looking for their first hit of the ball game. You look over at that Rancho dugout, has it on that first base side. The 1-1 pitch on the way here to Rojas. A large jump from Waldschmidt, however, misses downstairs for ball two, 2-1. Anderson Rojas, always a dangerous batter anytime you can find a way to get him on the base pass. You got to think that's still fresh in the mind for Hoseung Jung at the moment. The 2-1 pitch on the way. Rojas lays down a bunt. However, it'll land left of the bag, and the count is out 2-2 with one away. Anderson Rojas making his debut for the series. A guy who's batting 245 with 5 home runs and 38 RBIs here in 2024. You see Rojas make the walk back over to home plate as he gets ready for the upcoming pitch. Rojas steps back into the batter's box. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Middle of the slab is Hoseung Jung. Here's his pitch. That one's ripped up the middle. It'll drop in for a base hit. Waldschmidt will round second base. He'll race over to third. Here comes the throw. It is not cut off. And the former Wildcat goes first to third. Runners on the corners, and it's Visalia's first hit of the ball game. That first hit of the game is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. You see Waldschmidt kind of held up for a moment before that ball dropped, and he said, you know what, time to turn on the boosters and go to third base. And now it brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate, who's also making his debut in the series. Over the last 2 games, it has been the same lineup, excluding the number 9 hole that is swapped between Jefferson Pena and Ruben Santana. Speaking of Santana, he currently awaits on deck. So with one down here in the frame, here comes the deal home. DeLeon will watch that pitch miss upstairs for ball one, 1-0. DeLeon A guy who's batted 207, 5 home runs, and 31 RBIs here in 2024. So Jung looks over at first base, concerned with Rojas, who has 30 stolen bases on the season. De Leon does go around, so the count is now 1-1. We talk about those 30 stolen bases for Rojas so far this year. That is good for the sixth most in the California League. A player in front of him, Ty Pete from Modesto, he's got 32. 1-1 pitch on the way, runner in motion. Here comes the throw, and Rojas will be tagged on the side of the ear protector. He's thrown out. There's two down here in the inning. And now it's a 1-2 count here for Adrian De Leon. You take a look at the replay here. A breaking ball down the middle of the zone. And the throw is a bit high. And with Rojas sliding in, that tag right in the upper part of the helmet. So now Adrian will use his batter's timeout and look to regroup right here. One ball, two strikes, two away. Visalia trails his ball game 3-0 due to Rancho's 3-run home run in the top half of the second inning thanks to Samuel Munoz. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Here comes the pitch home. And Jung misses that pitch upstairs for ball 2-2.
Think some blowout?
Two balls, two strikes, two away. Hyunsung Jung gets ready for the pitch home. De Leon gets ready for the deal. 2-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball outside corner. Strike three called. And De Leon will be rung up for the final out of the inning. Four strikeouts for Jung here in his first two innings of work. We had two inning number three. Rancho leads his ball game 3-0. You're watching All-Eye Baseball on the MILB app.
Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app. Top third will feature Kendall George at the plate. Upcoming deal home, and that one is outside for ball 2-2-0. Eduardo Guerrero grounded out into an inning ending 6-4-3 DP to end inning number two. As George gets a piece of that one, fouls it off to the left side. Count now 2-1. George, a bit of a difficult game last night in the field. Two drops in center field. One of them, I would say, however, there was a tag up from Angel Ortiz. Maybe George is trying to quickly get the transfer out and make the throw to third base. So kind of a look up too early and the reason for the drop. The second one just dropped on a ball that he was underneath. So today he gets the spot at the DH position. But I mean, Kendall George is way too dangerous of a player to not have him start a majority of your ball games. As it draws a walk right there, I mean, you just talk about Kendall George getting on base for now his 39th straight game. That is the third longest active streak in all of minor league baseball. Upcoming pitch on the way here. Here's a deal to Eduardo Quintero. And that one is in there for a strike, so the count is now 0-1. And talk about Eduardo Quintero so far in this ball game. He struck out swinging back in the first. A one deal on the way from Perez, and that one is outside for a ball. Count now 1-1. Adani's now up to 52 pitches. In a ball game where he's already walked four separate batters. 1-1 with no outs. Pickoff attempt at first. Ruben Santana will make the grab. However, will make the tag just enough to keep Kendall George honest over there at first base. 1-1 with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Adonis Perez. Here's the deal home. Ground ball to the left side. A chance to turn 2-5-4. Transfer to third. And that one is sailed over the head of the first baseman, Ruben Santana. And he could understand on that play, Rojas realizing he needs to get that transfer out quickly. But a good thing that Crisantes at least gets the fastest runner on the field, Kendall George, out at second base. Crisantes comes in, cuts it off from his shortstop, Yancel Luis. And I got Eduardo Quintero on base with Cameron Decker getting ready to step up to the dish. Here's a deal from Perez. Check swing. Does he go around? And Reginald Webb says no. All right, fans become to grow a little bit impatient here in this ball game, not necessarily agreeing with the umpiring here in today's ball game.
What were you doing?
See the look at the replay there. 1-0 with one away. Here comes the deal from Adonis. And yeah, that one misses outside as well for ball 2-2-0.
Bruh.
Been a tight strike zone so far. You take a look at that one. Yeah, that's about shin high, so a little bit below the strike zone. Count out 2-0 for Perez. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal. And that one is downstairs for ball 3, 3-0. Cameron Decker so far in the series, 2-for-7. With an 0-for-4 ball game yesterday with a pair of strikeouts. The 3-0 pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for ball 4. So that is now Adonis' fifth walk of the ball game. And now we'll bring up Jose Mesa to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And Adrian DeLeon will call for a players-only mound visit here. Right between just him and his starting pitcher. Looked like for a moment, Demetri Crisantes wanted to come in, but he decided to stay over at third base. Jose Mesa has been one of five walk victims so far here in this ballgame. So I looked there in that Rawhide dugout. Nothing brewing just yet. But there is action warming up in the Rawhide bullpen out of left field. So it's one down. Jose Mesa gets ready for the pitch. 2-for-7 in the series and a 1-for-3 day yesterday. As that pitch is downstairs for ball 1-0. Mesa ended up scoring one of those three runs in inning number 2. See the shadow of the Rawhide players out up there in that left field bullpen. There's the arm warming up in the Rawhide pen. 1-0 with one away. Here's the deal. And that one is downstairs for ball 2-2-0. Speaking with pitching coach Tyler Mark earlier this week, the Rawhide do have those piggyback guys, and the main one he thought of whenever he said that yesterday when we discussed. He said Eric Dominguez is that main guy. There are several other players on the right team, but Dominguez has been the primarily long reliever. I mean, we saw an example of that the other night when Nate Savino was on the mound, and Eric Dominguez went six innings of work for four innings of work. Meanwhile, Nate Savino at five as that pitch misses downstairs for ball three, 3-0.
What?
Looking to avoid loading the bases right here. Here's a 3-0 pitch, and that one's in there for a strike. It's now 3-1. 3-1. Donnie's looking to go back-to-back strikes right here. We'll see what he'll go with. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Slow ground ball to the third base side. And enough side spin to make that one roll left of the third base line. So the count will all of a sudden go full. So Cameron Decker will take the slow walk back over to home plate. Talk about this five-walk performance already from Adonis Perez in this bowl game. The most walks he's had in a bowl game entering today, four. That was against Rancho at Lone Mark Field on June 9th. 3-2. Mason continues to make this a long at-bat right here. As now he uses his batter's timeout to reset. This will be the upcoming sixth pitch of the at-bat. One down in the inning. 3-2. Perez gets ready. He holds up the Rawhide logo on the chest. Here's the deal. That one's lifted into right center field. Racing over is Angel Ortiz. He's unable to make the grab. It's going to bounce off the barn. One run will come home to score. Here comes the second. The throw will be cut off, and the relay to third base is not in time. It is a triple that scores two runs. It's now a five-run ball game here in the top half of inning number three. Here comes manager D. Garner out to the mound, and he will have seen the end of the ball game here for Perez. 2 1/3 innings of work from Perez. It snaps the streak of ball games with five innings or more. When we come back, we'll have the new pitcher in the ball game. Rancho leads his ball game 5-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Well, the Rawhide find themselves down by five here in the top half of the third inning. And as a result, they'll bring a new pitcher in the ballgame. It'll be the right-hander, Jorge Mangetti. 6'1", 170, the 21-year-old right-hander at Abani Dominican Republic. This pitch and change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Infield will play in for the Rawhide. First pitch swinging. And Elijah Hainline on him. It'll make contact. And the count now 0-1. Go through the final stat line for Donnie's Perez. In today's ball game, 2 1/3 innings of work, 3 hits and 5 earned runs, 5 walks and 2 strikeouts in today's ball game. So definitely a game to remove out of the memory book if you're Adonis and look forward to your next start next week against Inland Empire. As that pitch is fouled off to the left side, and the count now 1-2. That ends a streak of six straight games with five innings of work or more, with Modesto being six innings last week, one of two times he's pitched six innings of work here in 2024. One ball, two strikes, one away. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Hainline. Here's the deal. And that one is fouled off to the right side, up and out of play. Jorge Mangetti, so far his second year in the Diamondbacks organization, 2023. He was 3-0 out in the DSL through 12 games with a 3.86 ERA. 30 strikeouts, 14 walks. That pitch is outside for ball two, 2-2. Elijah Hainline, 133, no home runs and an RBI so far in 2024. Now Adrian DeLeon will make his way from behind home plate to his new pitcher, the new ball. Mangetti originally started off the year out in the ACL. He was 2-1 with a 1.53 ERA. That was 12 games he appeared in through 17 and two-thirds innings of work. Ground ball, throw home. Here comes the tag, and it is in time. Great heads-up defense by Yancel Luis. Two down in the inning, brings up a fielder's choice and gets Samuel Munoz up to the plate. Great heads-up baseball right there. Luis quickly scoops and throws home. Now you got Samuel Munoz at the plate, who last time up hit the three-run home run over the right center field wall. Jetty would get ready for the deal. And then pause. The fire home runner in motion. And that ball will have to be scooped out by DeLeon. And as a result, it will be a stolen base. And runner in scoring position here for Rancho. For Raymond Jetty so far this year, 3-0 with a 2.41 ERA. Game number 10. Of the season, 17 strikeouts, 7 walks. One ball, no strikes with two-way. Here's the deal home from Mangetti. And that one is swung on and missed, and the count is now 1-1. Samuel Munoz, 231 on the year, 3 home runs, now 4. With 41 RBIs. That was his first hit of the series after he was 0-4 on Tuesday night. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball 2, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. And Jetty looks at second, gets ready for the deal home to Munoz. And that one is fouled backwards, so the count now 2-2. It's been a long last two half innings for this Rancho offense. Not necessarily bringing lots of batters to the plate, but long at-bats here, fouling off pitches, something that the Dodgers organization has been known to do for so many years now, as that pitch is outside for ball 3-2. And Rancho team, who's also drawn 532 walks, that is the third most in the California League. Lake Elsinore is the team that's in front of them. 3-2, a two-way. A pause from Mangetti. He gets ready for the payoff pitch here momentarily. Here's the deal home. Downstairs, ball 4, and Munoz will draw the walk, and it'll bring up Victor Rodriguez to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So it was a ball game yesterday for Rancho that featured 8 walks, and I said entering today's ball game, the key to success for Rancho, finding a way to limit the walks. They're pitching has done that, including 4 strikeouts already from Hunsik Jung through just 6 outs of this ball game. A 2-out deal on the way from Mangetti. Here's the deal. That one's outside for ball 1. There's a Rancho team yesterday who walked 8 batters. Meanwhile, Visalia pitching, they only walked 3 yesterday. So far through the first 2 2/3 innings of work, Visalia's already walked 6. One ball, no strikes, two away. The pitch on the way from Mangetti. Ground ball to the third base side. As Major Croissant says, we'll watch that one roll left of the third base back.
I would have said that sooner, but I had to order a sausage for JT Gomez in the press box, who was too scared to ask for one. So thank you, Nancy, and the on-deck wheel staff for bringing JT Gomez at Stone Cold JT.
Victor Rodriguez, 3-for-10 in the series last week. He did not play in the first two games of this series, so the first time we're seeing him this week. An even 300 batting average, 1-1 with two-way. Runners in motion, swing and a miss. And De Leon will hesitate, throws the second. That one's going to get away from Rojas. And as a result, that's going to allow Elijah Hainline to score. So it'll be a stolen base and an E2. And now Rancho leads this ball game 6-0. Take a look at the replay there. Adrian De Leon. Got the scoop and then kind of just double clutched it before fully deciding to throw over to second base. And now you got Victor Rodriguez with the runner in scoring position still. One ball, two strikes, two away. An upcoming pitch on the way to Rodriguez. Swing and a miss, strike three. And the inning will finally come to a conclusion, but not before Rancho tacks on another three runs in the top half of the third inning. 2.5 innings are over, and Rancho leads the ballgame 6-0. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on the MILB app.
20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series,
welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom half of the third inning. Hyunsung Jung remains on the mound for Rancho. First pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Hyunsung Jung moving off the first pitch here. Set up by the catcher, Victor Rodriguez. Here's the deal home. And that's a breaking ball that is on the outside corner for strike number two. Santana will take his batter's timeout and step out of the batter's box and look ready to get ready for the upcoming pitch. No balls and two strikes. Here's the deal home. And Santana, a swing and a miss. And Hyunsung Jung is now up to five strikeouts here in the ballgame as we go back to the top of the order for Yancel Awaits.
Now batting, number 10, Ansel Lewis.
Well, there's our junior announcer for today's ball game. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. So Hyunsung Jung looking to become a part of the string of players that are starting to make their name around Major League Baseball out of the Republic of Korea. 0-1 pitch on the way. Luis, a check swing. Does he go around? He does. So the count now 0-2. Several notable players. The Pittsburgh Pirates infielder, Jiwon Bae. G-Man Choi. And play with the Padres, Pirates, Rays, Yankees, Brewers, and Angels. Hustle Kim, the middle infielder for San Diego. He's been a big known star there for the Padres over the last few years now. The 0-2 pitch on the way, and Luis is swinging a miss. And now Zhang is up to six strikeouts in the ballgame and brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. Young Ho Lee, the San Francisco Giants, Huijun Park, the Pittsburgh Pirates as well, and then Rob Refsnyder, six different names from Korea that have made their names in Major League Baseball. And you look at the prominence of Major League Baseball in Korea right now, you look at one of the teams that has the biggest fan bases in the Pacific, the LA Dodgers. You think about the start of this season, who opened up the season first at the end of March is the San Diego Padres and LA Dodgers. Upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one is downstairs for ball 1-1. The start of the season out in the Pacific. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home, and Torino watch that one go in there for a strike, and the count now 1-2.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
1-2, a two-way. Upcoming pitch on the way here from Hyosung Jung. That pitch is upstairs for a ball. And you talk about the Seoul series in Seoul, Korea, March 20th. And 21st to begin the series. Major League Baseball continues to make the push overseas. But whenever Jung was signed to the Dodgers, he said, "It's an honor to join such a prestigious team as the Dodgers." He said, "I will work hard to develop as a player and repay their faith that they have chosen in me." Jung with the $900,000 signing bonus last August. Two balls, two strikes, two away. I'm going to pitch on the way from Jung. Here's the pitch. Strike three on the inside corner. No, it'll be ball three. A little bit inside. And Jung, very impressive numbers while he was in high school out in Korea. A 0.33 ERA through 27 and a third innings of work. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Payoff pitch on the way to Torin. And he sends that one to the left side, and it will land foul. Jung had the opportunity to decide whether he wanted to strive to play in the Korean baseball organization, the KBO, or if he wanted to play and try to make his way with his big name in the U.S., and he decided he wanted to work along some of the best coaches and the best players in the world and decided to come stateside, as that one is right down the middle. He retires the side in order. Seven strikeouts for Hyunsung Jung, and we head into the top half of the fourth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho 6, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Roop Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit at 43024.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Take your
Well, on one side of things, Hyosung Jung, seven strikeouts through three innings at work. On the other side of the ball, it's been a Rawhide team who's combined for six walks. Ground ball to the right side. A nice sliding effort by Rojas. Gets up quickly and throws the first base in time. One down here in the inning. We've got the Rawhide infield consisting of Ruben Santana at first, Anderson Rojas at second, Yancel Luis at short, and Demetrio Grisantz is at third. Eduardo Guerrero stepping up to the plate. In a ball game where he's 0-for-1 in the ball game. I see Rojas getting the jersey dirty on that last play. And now ground ball to the left side. Luis will take that one just below the belt. And a throw right on target for out number two. And now brings up Kendall George to the plate. And Yancel Luis making that one look as routine as possible. Kendall George so far in this ball game, 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. George has already been caught stealing in the walk as well, but now 39 straight games he's gone on base. The two down, here's the pitch to Kendall, and that one misses downstairs for ball one, 1-0. One and oh, a two-way. Here's the pitch from Mingetti. And that one is upstairs for ball two, 2-0. Eduardo Quintero awaits on deck. Third time through the order for this Rancho team. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they're still working their way through the order for just the second time. As that pitch is in there for a strike count now, 2-1. Morty Mingetti, the second pitcher used in this ball game. Meanwhile, Adonis Perez, he was the starter. Here's Mingetti's pitch, ground ball to the right side and foul. So the count will now move to 2-2.
You're terrible.
The Rancho team, who is 27-17 here in the second half. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 24-19. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here's a pitch to Kendall George. And that one is grounded to the left side. Yancel Luis will field. Here's the throw to first base. And it is in time for the final out of the inning. And for the first time this evening, Rancho goes three up, three down. Bottom half of the frame we go. Rancho leads this ball game 6-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILBF.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here and by SailyRawhide.com and the MILB app. Mitro Crescentis will lead things off. First pitch on the way. And that one is in there. Should say outside for ball one. 1-0. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Eric Swan, the new pitcher in the ballgame here for Rancho. As Hyun-Suk Jung is checked out of the ballgames after three innings of work and seven strikeouts. So now we see what Swan has in store. The 2-0 pitch on the way. And that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike 2-1. Crescentis so far this week, 3-for-6, including a 1-for-3 day yesterday where he had a pair of walks, a double, and an RBI. 2-1 pitch to the right side. Hard hit, but Cameron Decker's placed perfectly. And he's there for the grab and steps on first base. And it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. There comes Angel Ortiz. Strikeout looking in his last at bat. A 3-for-7 week so far for the Rawhide outfielder. 2-for-4 in his ballgame yesterday, allowing him to continue to bat out of that cleanup spot. The 1-out pitch on the way from Swan, and that one's in there for a strike now, 0-1. Ortiz, a double, a single yesterday, a run, and an RBI. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Angel Ortiz. And that one's a slow grounder that's foul, so the count is now 0-2. Rawhide team who finds themselves down by 6 in a ballgame that's only combined for 4 hits. 3 for Rancho, 1 for Visalia. And now Angel Ortiz will use his batter's timeout as he steps out of the batter's box to regrip the batting gloves. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. I'm going to pause here before the deal home. Here comes Eric Swan's pitch to Ortiz. Yeah, that's a breaking ball that misses inside for ball 1-2. Eric Swan from Marietta, Georgia, on the outskirts of Atlanta. He was drafted with the 137th pick of 2023. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled backwards. Out of Middle Tennessee State. Eric Swan starting off the year in the ACL. He appeared in 3 games. Since that time, he's pitched in 6 games for Rancho Cucamonga. 1-2 deal. And that one's high and outside for ball 2-2. Right, I've had 4 base runners in this ball game, 2 walks, and I should say 3 base runners, 2 walks and a single. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Eric Swan gets ready for the deal to Angel Ortiz. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Should be easily playable. And that ball will bounce away from Oswaldo Osorio. And the Rawhide have a 1-out base runner. We'll see what they're able to do right here. So it officially go down as an E4. And that will be the first error of the ball game here for Rancho. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. A good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. That's 625-2318. So with one down in the inning, it brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Here's the deal from Swan. And Drew is swinging a miss, and the count is now 0-1. Drew so far, 1 hit in his first 7 at-bats of the series. An 0-for-4 day yesterday, however, he was able to get on base once via the walk. The 1-0 pitch on the way here to Drew. And that one's in there for a strike, 1-1. Drew got on base 3 separate times yesterday, 1 walk and 2 errors. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 away. And coming pitch on the way to Drew, who's batting .271 on the year with 4 home runs, 5 in total on the year. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one will bounce off of the knee protector and go all the way over to first. First time I've seen a block like that. That's shot that far out to the right side. Either way, Angel Ortiz will go off the wild pitch. So now Ortiz has gone on via the E4 and advanced to second off the wild pitch. And Drew Jones is in a hitter's count, 2-1 with 1 away. There's a look at the replay. That ball just bounced perfectly off the right kneecap to where it goes flying down that first base line. Ortiz a little bit of a late jump, but gets there either way. And now that pitch is downstairs for ball three, 3-1. 3-1. Swan glances at second. Upcoming pitch home. Here's the deal. High and inside, ball four. And now Ortiz will go over to third. So now he's gotten three free bases since Drew Jones has been at the plate. And a 3-1 count here. Drew standing in the box with no fears in the eyes. Let's say correction on the count, 3-2. So I'm coming payoff pitch on the way here from Eric Swan. Here's the deal to Jones. Outside ball four, so Jones will draw the one-out walk. And now we'll bring up Ryan Walschmidt to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salient's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. As we get ready to go through the numbers here for Eric Swan. No decisions, a 5.02 ERA. Seventh game of the year in a Rancho uniform. 14 1/3 innings of work, 17 strikeouts, and 8 walks. So Ryan Walschmidt drew a walk in his last at bat. Here's the deal home. And that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. When you look at the scouting report for Ryan Walschmidt, who's currently the fourth-ranked prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, they say one of the bright spots for Walschmidt is his plate discipline. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That one is upstairs for ball two, 2-0. It's a guy in the form of Ryan Walschmidt who played in this past summer's Men's College World Series out in Omaha. The Kentucky Wildcats won the Lexington Regional as that one is fouled off to the right side, 2-1, before they hosted the Super Regional against Oregon State. It was Kentucky versus Indiana State in the Lexington Regional Final, an Indiana State team who shocked a lot of people to make it to that regional final game before the win. Now runner in motion is Jones. Throw down to second base. That one's not in time, so Drew has a stolen base. Two runners in scoring position, and Ryan Walschmidt currently in a 2-2 count. And Walschmidt and his Wildcats would face off against the number 15th ranked Oregon State Beavers that featured the number one overall pick, Travis Bazzana, who went as a top pick over to the Cleveland Guardians, who had the first overall pick in franchise history. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Walschmidt is fouled off to the left side. And go through some of that history for Kentucky and the regional and the super before they would eventually move on to the Men's College World Series, where they would defeat NC State in round one, and then they would suffer a loss to Texas A&M, the national champion runners-up. As a swing and a miss here for Walschmidt. Two down in the inning. Brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. And falling short to Florida, who would fall short to A&M in the semifinals. So now we'll have the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, make his way out to the mound after the strikeout. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So Rawhide continue to have players that have played in College World Series. You think about Landon Sims, who started off the year with Visalia, 2022 national champion with the Mississippi State Bulldogs. And now the home plate umpire, Blake Bizon, will make his way out to the mound and break up this mound visit. See some action warming up in that Rancho bullpen. But with two down here in the inning, it's a huge opportunity right here for an RBI base hit. And need runs right here. The Rod has struggled with runners in scoring position. They have the sixth worst batting average with runners in scoring position since July 23rd. That was the Tuesday night of the Lake Elsinore series. Those series had plenty of opportunities with runners in scoring position that the Ride never capitalized on. Reason being, they only won 1 out of 6 in that series. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Osorio. The throw to first base is in time, and the inning will come to conclusion. Visalia unable to bring anybody home. No hits, no runs, one error, two runners left on base, and at the end of four, Rancho 6, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving into the top half of the fifth inning. First pitch swinging, and that one is fouled directly backwards, and the count is now 0-1. With the Eduardo Quintero, Cameron Decker, Jose Mesa, 2, 3, and 4 do up here in the inning. Coming pitch on the way, and that one is swung on and missed. So the count is now 0-2. Eduardo Quintero so far in this ball game, 0-2, with a fielder's choice and a strikeout. A pitch on the way from Mingetti, and that one is bounced outside for ball one, 1-0. Top half of inning number 5 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Still 3-1. That pitch on the way downstairs for ball 2, 2-2. Two pitch on the way from Mingetti. Ground ball to the third base side. Versantes ran in. Luis at the very end made the call off and has a good decision. Luis had the momentum going to first. Now you got one down in the inning and brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. I thought for a moment with that flat second decision, would that kind of throw things off? Luckily it doesn't. And now you got Cameron Decker at the plate, who is 0-1 in the ballgame. He also walked back in his last at bat inning number 3. As that one goes in there for a strike and the count now 0-1. Cameron Decker 278. With 7 home runs and 33 RBIs, the 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is low and inside for ball 1-1. Cameron Decker in yesterday's ball game, he struck out twice in a ball game where he went 0-4. Ground ball to the right side will be scooped up by Rojas, and he'll throw to first base in time for the out, and now brings up Jose Mesa to the plate.
Just keep them on deck.
So Mingetti now, since ending the third inning, has now retired 7 straight batters and looking to go back-to-back 3-up, 3-down in innings number 4 and 5. Jose Jose Mesa's first pitch on the way, and he just backed out of the box before that pitch was even delivered. And that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. I don't know, Mesa's is never set for that pitch, or looks like he may have got something in his eye as he kind of feeling his finger around that left eyeball. And see right there, steps out, and yeah, right to that left eye. Maybe a bug flew in or something. Ground ball to the middle of the infield. It'll be scooped up by Luis. He'll have plenty of time to gather his feet and throw to first base, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Three up, three down. Mingetti has now retired eight straight batters. We head into the bottom half of the fifth inning. Rancho leads by Sealy 6-0. You're watching Ride Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart.
Well, back to Ride Baseball. This pitch is fouled off to the right side. And the count now 0-1. It'll be Adrian DeLeon due up for Visalia. DeLeon, Ruben Santana, and Yancel Luis. That deal home and is outside for ball one. One ball, one strike with no outs. The upcoming pitch on the way to Adrian DeLeon. That one is grounded up the middle. And unable to get to it is Elijah Hainline and Oswaldo Osorio. Both diving and barely sneak past the edge of the gloves. And now it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. It will be Visalia's second hit of the ball game. That hit is brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. So with the base runner aboard, it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. We've said so far, how does this affect this Rawhide team? They haven't had a problem getting runners into scoring position. They've had a trouble bringing them home. They got to find a way to get runners at second and capitalize in these type of situations, especially with Ruben Santana trying to send it off to the top of the order. Upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way to Ruben. And that one is upstairs for a ball, so the count is now 1-1. Ruben bats 214 with three home runs and 40 RBIs. A 2-for-5 ball game yesterday as he had Tuesday night off in exchange for Jefferson Pena. The 1-1 deal on the way from Swan. That one's upstairs, and the count is now 2-1. Ruben looking to advance DeLeon into scoring position. The 2-1 pitch on the way from Swan. And that was a swing and a miss. And the count is now 2-2. Swan now 31 pitches here for this Rancho Club after Kusung Jung got seven strikeouts through three innings of work. Two balls, two strikes, but no outs. Here's the deal home. And that one is outside for ball three. So all of a sudden now, the count will go full. Eric Swan, his junior year in 2023. 12 starts with Middle Tennessee with 16 total appearances. With a fastball that sat in the upper 90s and often hit triple digits. And Santana draws a crucial ball four. So now runners on first and second. Brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. They got Yancel Luis at the plate, who is 0 for 1 in the ballgame. He walked back in the first. He struck out swinging in the third. Luis is just 1 for 8 in the series, and on this occasion he tries to lay down a bunt to the left side. Unsuccessful on it, and the count is now 0-1. Yancel Luis, 6 home runs on the team, the most by an active Rawhide player. The most home runs by a Rawhide player in 2024 belongs to Jackson Feltner, who was called up to Hillsboro before the Modesto series last week. He had 7. 1 ball, 1 strike with no outs. Yancel Luis had a double and a pair of walks in yesterday's ball game alongside 2 runs. The 1-1 pitch on the way. High chopper to second. A chance to turn 2. 4-6 fielder's choice. Runners on the corners here with 1 out. And it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. You take a look at the replay there. That's a very high bounce. And I'm thinking if that ball bounces any lower than that, it's a double play, and the Rawhide would just have a runner on third with 2 down. Instead, you still have an opportunity for a sack fly. You can bring home runners. You can do all sorts of different things right here, but you got to find a way, if you're Torin right now, to lift the ball into outfield. Nothing on the ground right here with 1 away, as that pitch is high and outside for ball 1-0. Torin, 0-2 so far in this ball game, with a flyout and a strikeout. Torin had a pair of hits in yesterday's ballgame, including his 4th home run of the season on a solo, no-doubt home run over the left field trees. And now Eric Swan grows concerned with Luis at first as he throws a pickoff attempt over to the right side.
Let me tell you something.
3 years at Middle Tennessee. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one swung on, miss for Torin, the former Mid-Tennessee Blue Raider. He had a 6.49 ERA during his 3 years with Middle Tennessee. 1-1 with 1 down. Eric Swan will steer down Christopher Torin. The pitch on the way to the Rawhide middle infielder, throws to second. And it's not in time. Yancel Luis will have a stolen base. 2 runners in scoring position. Takes out the double play threat. And now with Dimitri Crisantis awaiting on deck, is another big opportunity here for Visalia. As they weren't able to capitalize back in the fourth. Two balls, 1 strike, 1 down. De Leon at third. Luis at second. A swing and a miss. Evens the count up 2-2. A stolen base for Yancel Luis, his 14th stolen base here in 2024.
I bet you could walk all day in shoes like that and not feel a thing.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 down. 3 hits to 2. Here's the pitch to Torin. Gets a piece of it. Lifts it into right field. It'll be caught by the right fielder, Jose Mesa. It'll be enough to score Adrian De Leon from third. And the sack fly will give Visalia their first run of the night. It's now 6-1 here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. I said, all you got to do, anything besides leave the ball on the ground, exactly what Torin does, uses the hands, just pokes it into right field, and Jose Mesa, there's nothing he can do with that play. So now you got Dimitri Crisantis at the plate, who's 0-2 so far here in the ballgame. Pitch home, and that one's in there for a strike. The count now 0-1. Demetrio yesterday had that RBI that he poked out into left center field on the double that scored two runs, and he's got a chance to do it right here. 0-1 with two way. Swan gets ready at the chest. Here's the pitch to Crisantes, swung on and missed, and the count now 0-2. Crisantes is looking to get on base for the first time in this ball game. He's gone on base in now 37 straight games. That's the fourth longest active streak in all of minor league baseball. And that pitch is a bit outside for ball one, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Demetrio looking to get Visalia their third hit of the ball game and at least make it a four-run game. Eric Swan's 1-2 pitch on the way. Outside ball two, 2-2. You got Angel Ortiz who awaits on deck, who's also got one of the longest active streaks in all of the California League, 15 straight games with a hit. Ortiz bats at the cleanup spot. Crisantes is at the three. 2-2, a two-way. The glance at second. Here's the deal home. Outside, ball three, 3-2. Big pitch coming up here for Demetrio. Is Eric Swan looking to shut out the inning right here? Payoff pitch on the way. Upstairs, ball four. And Demetrio has now got on base in now 38 straight games. And it will now bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And with that, the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, will now make his way out for the first time in this inning. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. Continue to talk about Eric Swan during his time at Middle Tennessee. His most notable accomplishment was during the CUSA Championships and the opening round game against UT San Antonio, where he pitched six innings, earning a spot in the CUSA Championship All-Tournament team. He allowed just one run in that game in a win against the Roadrunners. See some action warming up in the bullpen. This is the new guy, number 10, right-hander Dylan Figuerto. So two down, runners on first and second. Here's a pitch to Ortiz. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Several transactions actually occurring about 10 minutes ago. Dylan Figuerto assigned to Rancho from the ACL. Also, Seamus Barrett, he was assigned to Rancher from the ACL as well. Meanwhile, Samuel Sanchez, a scheduled starter for Saturday night, he's been placed on the development list, so Saturday night starter is TBD at the moment, and David Tiburcio is placed on the IL. He'll be out for the rest of the year. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Ortiz will lift that one in the left. Will stay in the ballpark as Eduardo Quintero is just in front of the warning track for the grab, and the inning comes to conclusion. Visalia will strand two runners on base. However, they will get their first run of the ball game, and we are through five innings of work here in downtown Visalia. Rancho 6, Visalia 1. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on the MILB app.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving into the top half of the sixth inning. First pitch swinging fouled off to the right side, and the count is now 0-1. Top half of the sixth inning. It gives us a chance to look at the scores around the California League here on this Thursday night. At a Diamond Stadium, a low-scoring affair out there. Here's a pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-2. Inland Empire, 2-1 leaders over Lake Elsinore at the moment. Meanwhile, out in San Jose, Stockton currently has a 5-3 lead against San Jose. A pitch on the way, swung on, missed. And one down here in the inning. New pitcher in the ballgame for Visalium is a southpaw, Rio Britton. This pitcher change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye Bucks. Rio Britton, a strikeout to Elijah Hainline. Samuel Munoz will take the first pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Rio Britton, 6'2", 189, the 21-year-old southpaw out of Sacramento, California, a former Oregon Duck and NC State Wolfpack. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is lifted into left field. Ryan Waldschmidt will cover the ground, and he'll be there for the grab. Two down here in the inning, brings up Victor Rodriguez to the plate. And with that pitch change, we'll get through the numbers for Rio Britton. 1-4 with a 4.50 ERA, 62 strikeouts in 29 walks. There are 56 innings of work here in 2024. So two down now, you got Victor Rodriguez, who's 0-2 so far in the ballgame with a pair of strikeouts. Here's the deal from Britton on the way, and that one is swung on and missed for strike number one. Final game to get to it, Chancy Park in Fresno. The Grizzlies currently have a 2-1 lead against the Modesto Nuts. 0-1 with two-way. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Britton, or from Britton to Rodriguez. And that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-1, and it's just been Rawhide team, whenever they've lost, it's been a Lake Elsinore loss. You just haven't been able to get that lucky break. And, I mean, you have a chance to make up ground right here. But currently trailing in this ball game. That pitch is downstairs for ball two. I mean, it's time to get some wins in the crunch time of the season. We're beating around the bush here with 20 games coming up. Starting tomorrow, the 2-1 pitch on the way. And that one's inside for ball three, 3-1. Missed inside. I see him. 3-1 with two-way. Here's the pitch home from Britton. And that one's a swing and a miss for strike number two. Rodriguez, one home run so far this year. Two RBIs on the season as well. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Rio Britton, the payoff pitch from the left side of the slab. Here's the deal home. Ground ball to the right side. Ruben Santana with a nice pick. He'll have the underhand toss to Britton. He'll step on first base in time. And Rancho is sat down in order for the third straight frame. Right to the bottom half of the sixth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho 6, Visalia 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. or Lisa Campbell for just $3.79 a month. Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new...
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of inning number six, where Drew Jones will lead things off. It'll be Drew Jones, Ryan Walshman, Anderson Rojas. The upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is fouled directly backwards for strike number one. Bottom half of the sixth inning, we get ready to go through the scores around the California, around the Diamondbacks organization here on this Thursday night. Pause here from Eric Swan. Deal home to Jones, and that one's in there for a strike 0-2. At the high A level, the Eugene Emeralds currently have a 3-0 lead over the Hillsboro Hops. Meanwhile, out in Double-A, that game has gone final as the San Antonio Mission throw a no-hitter against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Final score 8-0. As that pitch is outside for ball 1-2. San Antonio out hit Amarillo 9-0, one error apiece. And lastly, at the AAA level, the Reno Aces are currently leading against the El Paso Chihuahuas 11-8 in the bottom half of the eighth inning. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one is outside for a ball, and the count is now 2-2. Lastly, at the major league level, the Arizona Diamondbacks had the day off after capturing the series sweep yesterday against the Colorado Rockies. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Upcoming deal on the way. Here's the pitch, and Jones will foul that one off to the right side. So he'll live to see another pitch in this at-bat. Another game to keep the eye on earlier today. The Milwaukee Brewers defeat the L.A. Dodgers. Final score 6-4. Entering the day, the D-backs were 2.5 games back of the Dodgers. The 2-2 pitch on the way. And Jones will foul that one off to the right side. Meanwhile, after the loss to Milwaukee earlier today, LA now just has a 2-game lead over both Arizona and San Diego for the first place spot in the National League West. Both Arizona and San Diego have sole control of the top two wild card spots. Obviously, Major League Baseball making the change a couple years ago to move the wild card from two teams to now three out of COVID, but then the automatic playoff spot to the division leaders. Payoff pitch on the way, and that one is on the top of the zone. Strike three, and Drew Jones is rung up for the first out of the inning. Wow. Second time Jones has been called on a strike three. And that one... Someone may have been on the top of the letters. Here's the replay confirmation of it. Box a little smaller than may would have actually been for the zone. Drew obviously a little bit taller. That ball, you could argue, is right at the letters. So as a result, he's out. And now brings up Ryan Waldschmidt to the plate. Waldschmidt 0-1 in the ball game with the strikeout swinging in the fourth. He was also walked back in the second. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one's ripped through the left side of the infield. Waldschmidt were on first base. He'll hold up there. A one-out base hit for the former Kentucky Wildcat. We'll bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Going back to the National League standings, we talk about an Arizona team who's 9-1 over their last 10 games. You talk about the run differential for the top three teams in the National League West at the moment. L.A. positive 102. Meanwhile, Arizona plus 77. And then the Padres plus 70. You look around the rest of the National League. The Milwaukee Brewers with 101. And the Philadelphia Phillies. Those are the only other two teams outside of the NL West that have a higher run differential than the D-backs. As that pitch is in the dirt for ball one. 1-1. Let's see, on the topic of 9-1 teams over their last 10 games. Also, Arizona and San Diego are the only two out of 30 teams who've won that many games in their last 10. 1-1 pitch on the way. Rojas lays down a bunt. This one could be dangerous. Swan scoops up. He'll eat it. And it'll be back-to-back hits for Visalia. Runners on first and second with one away. Brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. And manager John Shoemaker will make his way out to the mound. And that will be the end of the ball game for Eric Swan. Two runners on base in a 6-1 ball game. When we come back, we'll have the new pitcher. You're watching All-Eye Baseball on MyTV on the MILB app.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. We are in the bottom half of inning number six. Ryan Walshman and Anderson Rojas have had base hits in the last two ABs, and now Adrian DeLeon will get ready to step up in an opportunity to add on some runs on the board. This pitch change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, sale at ResCon, and bye-bye Buzz. Noah Ruin, the new pitcher in the ballgame so far in 2024, 2-1 with a 4.35 ERA. 41 and a third innings of work, 42 strikeouts, and 18 walks so far on the year. So DeLeon will get ready to step up to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-2. RBI opportunity for the Rawhide right here. Ruin will look at second. Here's the deal home. And that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Visalia 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position in this ball game. Eric Swan finishes the ball game 2 1/3 innings of work. 3 hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, and 2 punch-outs. 1-0, 1 away. Ruin's deal home. And that one's on the outside corner for ball two, 2-0. Should say 1-1 the count here. We got Ruben Santana on deck here for the Rawhide. I mean, you find yourselves down by 5 runs. You'll think it's a steep mountain to climb, but with one down, You bring home a run to score this inning. You're back within four, and you still have three innings to work with. Ball game not completely out of the question yet, as that slider's outside for ball three, 3-0. So all of a sudden now, Noah Ruins at risk of loading the bases for Ruben Santana. Three balls, no strikes, one away. Ruin working from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home, and De Leon will foul that one directly backwards for strike number one. Now, ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. 3-1 with one away. De Leon will get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal from Ruin, and that one is inside. And the count 2-2. Official announced attendance tonight, 1,349 fans here on this Thursday night. Two balls, two strikes with one down. De Leon will get ready for the pitch. From the right side of the slab, here's the deal home. Ground ball up the middle, a chance to turn two. Ruin throws a second for one. Down to first base in time. It'll be an inning ending 1-4-3 DP. And that will send us into the top half of inning number seven. Two hits in the inning, four by Celia, and they ran one runner on base. Quakes six, Rawhide one. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving in the top half of inning number seven. A pitch on the way from Rio Britton is in there for a strike 0-1. It'll be Oswaldo Osorio, Eduardo Guerrero, Kendall George, 8-9-1. I'm going to pitch on the way. And that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Actually, a pinch hitter here for Oswaldo Osorio. And it'll be the middle infielder, Wilman Diaz, at the plate. And he swings on that one and rips it up the middle. So Diaz, first at bat, first hit. That one bounces off the chest of Drew Jones out in center field, but he's able to recover and put a grab on that one. Been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So now Eduardo Guerrero will step up to the plate in a ball game where he's 0-2 as that pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Kendall George awaits on deck. One hit in the ballgame for the Young DH. And now a swing and a miss. We'll now make the count 1-1. Still more baseball to come this weekend. Tomorrow night, Toro's replica jersey sponsored by Learn for Life. First 350 fans in attendance will get the Toro's themed jersey. 1-1 pitch on the way as Rawhide will be the Toro's de Visalia for tomorrow night's ball game. Meanwhile, on Saturday night, it'll be a Dave Roberts bobblehead sponsored by Toyota. The first 500 fans in attendance will get the former Visalia Oak and two-time World Series champion Dave Roberts. As that pitch is swing and a miss, and the count now 2-2. And then lastly, on Sunday afternoon, it'll be our Kids Club jersey giveaway sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare and Allen Law Firm. Halloween at the ballpark. Kids are encouraged to wear their best costumes. The first 100 Kids Club members will get it. As that ball is grounded to the mound, Rio Britton's throw to first is wide. So now Guerrero will reach off of what will likely go down as a hit. And Rancho now has runners on first and second. Take a look at the replay there. Just a high chopper down that third base line. Long run for Britton, who is probably the only player that had a chance at that play. And now brings up Kendall George to the plate, who is 1-for-2 in the ball game with a single and a walk.
At the plate, number 7, Kendall George.
Still no outs. Rio Britton will get ready for the deal home. Holds at the belt. McGlance at second. There's a pitch. Bunt sign shown. And it fouled off the helmet of Adrian DeLeon for strike number one. Next week, next home series, I should say. Plenty of fun giveaways to look forward to after the trip down south to Inland Empire. A cowboy hat giveaway sponsored by Harris Ranch Beef. One of my favorite promotions here in 2024. I had to wait for the final homestand to get it, but it's better late than never. First 500 fans will receive the cowboy hat. We've had it on the desk all season long, ready for it to make its debut. The 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's upstairs for a ball. And the count now 1-1. And on Friday night, race car jersey giveaway sponsored by Valley Pacific Petroleum and Chevron. The first 350 fans through the gate. We'll get the race car themed jersey. Upcoming 1-1 pitch on the way from Rio Britton. Here's the deal. That one swung on miss for strike number two. And then Saturday night, our fan appreciation night. Fireworks sponsored by Valley Strong Credit Union. Before the season wraps up on Sunday afternoon, the first day of September, against the Fresno Grizzlies. There's 9 home games remaining after the conclusion of tonight's ball game, as Rio Britton will spin off the mound and look over to second base. Ryan continue to look to make that playoff push. 1-2 with no outs. Kendall George will get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal. And that one's on the inside corner, strike three. And George is rung up for the first time in the ball game via the strikeout. It'll be Rio Britton's second punch out of the ball game. And that strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Eduardo Quintero get ready to step up to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-for-3. A ground out, a strikeout, and a fielder's choice. That one out pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count now 0-1. Right, team down to their final 9 outs. Looking to put together a late game rally, but if there's one team in the California delay that could put together late inning runs, it would be this Rawhide team. Throw down to third base, and it is in time. What a throw by Adrian DeLeon, and he's able to gun out the base runner, Wilman Diaz. So two down, only one runner in scoring position. Adrian DeLeon, that was as clean as they come. Take a look at the replay there. I mean, the pop time, insane. I mean, Wilman Diaz had a really nice jump, and he's still wasn't able to get on base. And now you got Eduardo Guerrero at second off of the double steal. And now the first pitch on the way is a half swing.
Denied.
And that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. Eduardo Quintero looking to avoid a fall into his second strikeout of the ball game. 1-0, 1-1 pitch on the way, fouled off to the right side, and the count now 1-2. We got Cameron Decker on deck for Rancho in the top half of inning number 7. 1-2, 2-away. Rio Britton will stare down Quintero right here. Here's the deal home. That one's lifted into center field. Drew Jones is underneath it for the grab. And he'll make the play, and the inning will finally come to a conclusion. Two hits, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's stretch time here in downtown Visalia. Rancho 6, Visalia 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to downtown Visalia. It's a 6-1 ball game here in bottom of the seventh inning. Ruben Santana will lead things off. Lead off swing, grounded over to second base. Throw down to first in time. And there is one down here in the inning. And we'll go back to the top of the order here for Yancel Luis. I need to find a way to get base runners here late in this ball game. Why not start it with Yancel Luis? He walked back in the first. And struck out swinging in the third. That pitch on the way, and it's in there for a strike 0-1. Yancel Luis, 274, 6 home runs and 46 RBIs. Looking for the base runner here late in the ball game. 0-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one is downstairs for a ball, so the count now 1-1. Christopher Torin awaits on deck in a ball game where he's 0-2. Noah Ruin will get ready for his 10th pitch of the ball game. Here's the deal. And that one is upstairs for a ball, so the count now 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one away. Noah Ruin will pause from the right side. Here's his pitch home. And that one is inside for ball three, 3-1. Ride will be back in action tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. with Sean Paul Lennon on the mound versus the right-hander Casey Anderson. Rest of the series, Saturday TBD for Rancho. As that one's hit to left side. Nice grab of the third baseman, Guerrero. His throw to first base in time. Now two down here in the inning. A hard hit shot, but a great recovery. Daniel Nunez on Saturday. And then lastly on Sunday for the 12:05 start time, it'll be Christian Zazueta versus the right-hander Denny Lorando, the current Rawhide strikeout leader. Now Christopher Torin steps up to the plate. Struck out swinging his last at-bat. He's also flown out into center field so far in this ball game. As here's the deal home, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. Christopher Torin had a sack fly in his last at-bat in inning number 5. That would end up scoring the runner Adrian DeLeon. 0-1 with two-way. The pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. And the count is now 0-2. In the solo home run yesterday, in the late stages of yesterday's ball game, in inning number 8, 0-2 pitch on the way. Torin, a swing and a miss on a pitch upstairs, and the Rawhide are retired in order here in inning number 7. 3 up, 3 down. We head to inning number 8, Rancho 8, and Rancho 6, Visalia 1. Watch your Rawhide baseball on the MILB app.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Welcome back to downtown Visalia. We move to the top half of inning number 8. First pitch of the way is upstairs for ball 1-1-0. Pitcher change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom. And bye-bye, Bugs. That pitch on the outside corner in there for a strike 1-1. Rio Britton's ball game is officially over, as Darlene Pinellas is the new pitcher to check into the ball game. As his pitch is downstairs for a ball, it is now 1-1. Darlene Pinellas, 6'4", 240, a 21-year-old right-hander out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. As that pitch is outside, does he get around? He does. So Cameron Decker now in a 2-2 count. Cameron Decker, Jose Mesa, Elijah Hainlein. They pitch downstairs. We go around. I'm not sure, but at the end of the day, it's Reginald Webb's call. At the end of the day, right there, Cameron Decker will be struck out. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So Darlene Pinellas checks in, strikes out the first batter he faces, and now brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. Numbers for Pinellas in 2024, 0-1 with an 8.04 ERA. This is now a 15th game with Visalia, as that pitch is outside for ball 1-1-0. 25 strikeouts and 20 walks for the right-hander. He was originally sent to the Complex League for a significant amount of time after his May 18th outing against Lake Elsinore, where he tossed two-thirds of an inning and gave up two earned runs in that affair. And he would be at the Complex League from May 27th all the way to July 23rd. As that pitch is fouled directly backwards, where he worked on several new things, including his grip on several pitches. And the most notable that he mentioned was getting set at the belt rather than getting set at the chest. And since coming back to Visalia, he's yet to allow an earned run through two outings last week against Modesto. And they combined three innings of work during that time period. And now let's mention that switch to getting set at the chest, a major adjustment for the young right-hander, as he said he'd been working on all of his life, working from the chest, and then all of a sudden, as a 21-year-old, you're told, no, we're going to start from scratch. We're going to start at the belt, and that's the way you're going to throw your pitches when working from the stretch. So two balls, two strikes, one away. There he is right there holding at the belt. Here's the deal home. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs here for Charlie Pinales. And now it brings up Elijah Hainlein to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. A 6-1 ball game here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch from Pinales, a swing and a miss. And the count now 0-1. You look at Raleigh pitchers so far in this ball game: Adonis Perez, Jorge Mangetti, Rio Britton, and Darlene Pinales. Four different Raleigh arms, and now a swing and a miss. Makes the count now 1-1. One ball, one strike, 2-0. Elijah Hainlein at the plate in a ball game where he's currently 0-2. He has scored a run twice in this ball game. However, on this occasion, a swing and a miss, and Darlene Pinales will strike out the side. We're to the bottom half of the eighth inning here in downtown Visalia. Rancho 6, Visalia 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com, the MILB app.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Well, back to Ride Baseball. Dimitri Crisantes will lead things off here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Thanks for being with us here on this Thursday night. Dimitri Crisantes, Angel Ortiz, and Drew Jones at the plate. Or due up to step up to the plate here in this inning. And the pitcher Crisantes, that one fouled backwards 1-1. Visalia schools officially go back to school today. So as a result, we have our college night here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Gets the logos during in-between innings. Texas State Bobcats, first team mentioned during that name of the schools, located in San Marcos, Texas. Graduated there this previous May. And in fact, during one of the series against Rancho, went back home to River State University, jumped in the river, and got to celebrate out there in San Marcos. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Noah Ruin, and that one's a swing and a miss for Crisantes. And that'll be the first out of the inning. Second time Crisantes has struck out in this ball game, and it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate.
Well,
I like to throw in some history. Always try to have you learn something new each and every single broadcast. And today, we're going to go with one of the most popular video games in 2024 to be released, EA Sports College Football 25. The first pitch of the at-bat on the way is in there for a strike, 0-1. The NCAA football video game released by EA Sports was originally discontinued after NCAA 14. The 0-1 pitch on the way, grounded up the middle. It'll be fielded by the shortstop Elijah Hainline. It throws it to first base, is in time. And it now brings up Drew Jones to the plate. But the video game was discontinued in 2013 after court sided with former players who sued the game developers over using their name, image, and likeness. However, in 2021, the NCAA, the governing body of college athletics, implemented a policy that it allowed student athletes across all divisions, Division 1, 2, and 3, the ability to profit off of their name, image, and likeness, also known as NIL. And as a result, that opened up the opportunity for these players and these athletes to start getting paid by local companies. An estimated $917 million in NIL deals were signed over the next 2 years after that July 2021 decision. And as a result, college football returned here in 2024, and it's been one of the most successful video games to date and one of the most successful sporting video games of all time. One ball, one strike, 2-0. The upcoming pitch on the way, here's the deal, swing and a miss, strike number two. In the past, in NCAA 14 and before, EA Sports College Football did not specifically say the names, but they had very similar faces and similar names to a lot of the players that were playing at the D1 level. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Ruin. That one's upstairs for ball two, 2-2. However, here in 2024, EA Sports went to the universities and got permission from the players. More than 11,000 players are in this game that was released at the end of July. Spokesperson for EA Sports confirmed that every athlete that confirmed to give his name, image, and likeness to the game was given a minimum $600 and a copy of the EA Sports video game. Got a stoppage in play here on an equipment malfunction here as the catcher Victor Rodriguez will have to get a new glove all the way from the bullpen out in right field. We're ready to resume play once again, but it's interesting facts on that. We're bringing that up because it is college day here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-2 with two down. Drew Jones will get ready for the pitch home. Ryan Waldschmidt awaits on deck. Here's the deal, and that one is outside for ball 3-2. And going back to the idea of NIL, you look at the top athletes, top five athletes in terms of NIL money. Shador Sanders, the quarterback for the Colorado Buffaloes, an estimated $4.7 million in NIL money. Payoff pitch on the way, popped up to the right side and out of play. So Jones will live to see another pitch. The gymnast from LSU, Livy Dunn, $3.9 million estimated. And then the Texas quarterback, Arch Manning, $3.1 million. Travis Hunter, another famous athlete for that Colorado Buffaloes team, $2.7 million. And Jalen Milroe, the quarterback for Alabama. Swing and a miss for Drew Jones. and the Rawhider sat down in order for the second straight frame. We head to the final inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho leads by Salia 6-1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the top half of the ninth inning. Samuel Munoz will lead things off. It'll be Munoz, Rodriguez, and Diaz. And pitch on the way is low for ball one, 1-0. Going back to the topic on EA Sports' college football, $200 million in pre-orders. And a game where players were paid $600, a total of 11,390. Players signed for the game. 134 schools were eligible. It was one of the most highly anticipated video games to come out in years, and the first college sports game to be released in a decade. The pitch on the way is high for ball three. 3-0. $220 million in game sales and 165 in pregame orders. The 3-0 pitch on the way. That one is in there for a strike. 3-1. And all that comes down to NIL and the popularity of college athletics in the United States. The 3-1 deal is fouled off to the left side, and the count now 3-2. You got a friend in me. You got trouble. Carlin Pinellas looking to retire now four straight since checking into the ball game. He's got one pitch to work with. Payoff pitch on the way. And that one is swung on and foul tipped. We talk about college football having its own video games. There was college basketball in the past on video game consoles. The last college baseball game, MVP 06 NCAA Baseball, that was released on the PlayStation 2. Payoff pitch on the way. Outside for ball four. So it'll be the first base runner allowed by Pinellas. And it brings up Victor Rodriguez to the plate.
And the play number 44, Victor Rodriguez.
So Victor Rodriguez 0 for 3 in the ball game. A pair of strikeouts and a ground out so far to his name. First pitch of the at-bat on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, so the count is now 0-1. Carlin Pinellas gets ready for the deal, and that one is downstairs for a ball. The count now 1-1. The Rawhide due up in inning number 9 will be Ryan Waldschmidt, Anderson Rojas, and Adrian DeLeon. Pitch on the way. That one is foul tipped. And the count is now 1-2. So far in this ball game, Rancho L hitting Visalia 5-4. 1-2 with no outs. Benales gets ready for the deal. Here's the pitch home. And that one's a jam shot, fouled off to the right side. And look at that bottom half of the order that's due up here in the ninth inning. The three batters who are due up have combined for all four of the Rawhide hits. Waldschmidt with one, Rojas the pair, and Adrian DeLeon with one. And now that pitch is upstairs for ball two, 2-2. Two and two, no outs. Coming pitch on the way. Here's the deal. Richard Rodriguez will sky that one up into left field. Will likely stay in the yard as Waldschmidt underneath it for the grab. Tagging up, going to second. Tagged out at second base is Samuel Munoz. And there's now two down here in the inning. So F7DP. And Ryan Waldschmidt will get his first professional assist out in left field. And just slow it up by the end of that tag. And I got Wilman Diaz, who stepped up in his first pinch hit at bat and drilled a ball into center field as that pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Wilman Diaz 1-for-2 in the ball game with a single, a ground out, and a walk. Benales looking to get out of the inning right here. Ground ball to the left side. Crisantes will field that one in foul territory. So the count will now move to 1-1. Oh, the moonshot is back. Let's go. Waxing. Waxing Gibbous. No, waning Gibbous. It's going to the left. 1-1 with two away. Here's the deal home. Upstairs for a ball two, 2-1.
Next to me. You just sat down.
All right, I looked it up. It is officially a waxing gibbous that is up in the sky at the moment. 2-1, 2 away, and bright shining moon on this Thursday night. A swing and a miss for Diaz, and the count will now move to 2-2. So if you want moon facts, the gibbous is whenever the shadow is moving to the left, and the waxing is whenever the shadow is going towards the right. 2-2 pitch on the way. Does he grow around? He foul tips it, and he does a little circus act, and we head to the bottom half of the ninth inning and the bright moon at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho 6, Visalia 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. a comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, Mr.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we move to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Ryan Welchman, Anderson Rojas, and Adrian DeLeon. The new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho is right-hander Reynaldo Yeen. First pitch, it will go inside and hit Welchman. So a leadoff base runner here for Visalia brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. This pitch and change brought to you by Rescon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescon and bye-bye bugs. And I see that ball just flip. Walshman on the left inside hip. Reynaldo Yeen comes in 6'4", 190. The 20-year-old right-hander out of Sabana Grande de Boya, Dominican Republic. And his first pitch on the way to Rojas is outside for ball one. 1-0. Third year in the Dodgers organization. So far in 2024, 2-1 with a 3.86 ERA. The 1-0 pitch on the way here to Anderson Rojas. And that one is downstairs for a ball 2-0. So they're all right, three outs away from once again falling behind three games with just 20 games left to go in the second half of the season. 2-0 pitch on the way from Yeen. And that one is downstairs for ball three, 3-0. 41 strikeouts, 20 walks. Not a guy who's really ever struggled with the issues with walks. You look at 2023, 44 strikeouts and 17 walks. And in 2022, 41 compared to his 14 walks. A 3-0 pitch on the way. And that one is in there for a strike, and the count is now 3-1. Anderson Rojas, the only Rawhide player with a multi-hit game tonight, a pair of singles and a ground out. Three balls and a strike with no outs. The upcoming pitch on the way here to Rojas, and that one is upstairs for ball four. Back-to-back base runners reach, and it brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. That one brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And now you see the catcher, Victor Rodriguez, make his way out to the mound and have a discussion here with his relief pitcher. You see Ramon Troncoso and John Shoemaker at the edge of the doorstep. They will keep in that right side dugout. So Adrian DeLeon, 1-for-3 here in the ball game. He's looking for his second hit of the ball game and stir up the pot just a little bit more. First pitch on the way. That one's inside. Ball one, 1-0. Ruben Santana awaits on deck in the ball game where he is 0-for-2. Batters 1-5 are hitless, and batters number 9 is hitless. Outside of that, everybody's gotten a hit, and DeLeon has to quickly dodge out of the way of that pitch and the count now 2-0. Yeen has hit two batters through 24 games this season, and he's already walked one here in the ball game. 2-0 with no outs. Here's a pitch to DeLeon, and he takes that one upstairs for ball three, 3-0. All right, find themselves down by five, but a walk right here would bring a chance to get the game within one and just one swing of the bat. The 3-0 pitch on the way to Yean. Inside, ball four. And bases are filled with Rawhide. And it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. Three straight free passes to begin the inning. And now base runner brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Sally's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So that brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. But before that one will happen, we'll have Ramon Troncoso making his way out to the mound. His mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. The Ranchos out hitting Visalia 5-4, but they have bases loaded and no outs here in the bottom half of the ninth inning, and a ball game where they trail 6-1. You look at ball games where the Rawhide have been out hit by their opponent this season. They are 8-30. Can tonight be that difference maker? Likely to win the ball game. They're going to need to out hit their opponent, but in situations like that, the Rawhide are 44-17. They've only had seven occasions here in 2024 where they've had the equal number of their hits as their opponent, and during those games, they are 3-4. So you got Ruben Santana at the plate, who's 0-2 in the ball game with a walk. First pitch on the way from Yean, and that one is in there on the inside corner for strike number one. Yancel Luis awaits on deck. 0-1 with no outs. Yean from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home. Outside, ball one, 1-1. You got Walshman at third, Rojas at second, De Leon at first. One count here for Ruben Santana. Upcoming pitch on the way. Outside, ball two, 2-1. What a change of tide this could be if Santana draws a walk right here. 2-1 is the count. And the upcoming pitch on the way from Yean to Santana. Half swing. He does go around. The count's now 2-2. Ronaldo Yean allowed two earned runs in his last outing against Fresno. So far in the month of August, three earned runs with a 6.75 ERA. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Outside, ball three. Very good eye by Ruben Santana. So a big payoff pitch coming up here in a moment. Yancel Luis awaits on deck. He's 0-3 in the ballgame. 3-2, no outs. Payoff pitch on the way from Yean. Right side of the slab. Here comes the deal. Santana will lift that one into center field. It will drop in for a base hit. Walshman will score. Here comes Rojas as well. And it's a two-run RBI base hit for Ruben Santana. And the Rawhide are back within three. It's a 6-3 ball game here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Height is brewing here for the Rawhide offense. Walshman tagged up for an extended period of time. He didn't want to risk doubling up, and Anderson Rojas, he rolled the dice like he was in Vegas, and he was halfway to third base by the time that ball landed. And now you got Yancel Luis at the plate. He's now the fifth batter to step up to the plate here in the inning. 0-3. That pitch is inside. Ball one, 1-0. Luis has just one hit in this series, but what a time it could be for a second right here. 6-3, he's a tying run at the plate all of a sudden when the Rawhide trailed by five entering the frame. 1-0 pitch on the way, that one's in there for a strike, 1-1. Visalia has never led at any point in this ballgame. They've trailed 3-0 since inning number two. With one swing of the bat, it could give Yancel Luis his seventh home run of the season. Here's the pitch. That one's popped up to left side. It's now 1-2. Christopher for Taurine awaits on deck. He's been patient all season long when it gets to his point in the at-bat. One ball, two strikes. Upcoming pitch on the way to Yancel Oase. Here's the deal. And that one's on the upstairs part of the plate. And he'll be rung up for the first out of the inning. Second time in this ball game that Yancel Oase will be struck out. And now brings up Christopher Taurine to the plate. Perfectly placed up in the inside corner for one down. Taurine is 0-for-3 in the ball game. He does have a sac fly here in this game. He struck out swinging back in the seventh. The upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal home from Yeen. And Taurine will watch that one miss downstairs for ball one, 1-0. One and oh with one away. Green looking for the home run that he produced in last night's ball game. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Inside ball two. He's a guy who's able to take advantage of inside pitches and punish. Let's take a look at the replay. Yesterday's ball game, there was up and inside, and Taurine gave it a ride over the left field signage. 2-0 with one away. Yean gets ready for the deal. Here comes the pitch home. And Taurine watches that one go upstairs for ball three, 3-0. I should say ball, strike one, my apologies.
What were you doing?
Two balls, bruh. One strike, one away. Upcoming deal on the way to Taurine. And that one is inside for ball three, 3-1. What? It's been a series that has not been close in the first two games. We talked about last night's ball game, 9-3. And then on a Tuesday night, a 5-2 win for Rancho. You look at the combined margin of victory, now 9 runs in the first two games. This game trying to be a little bit tighter in the late stages of this game. 3-1 with one away. Here's the pitch home, and Taurine fouls that one directly backwards, so the count will now go full, 3-2. Take a look at the replay there on the pitch to Taurine. Upstairs, part of the zone. That is nearly the same exact spot that he went and yarded yesterday's ball game. 3-2 with one away. Pause here from Reynaldo Yean. One down here in the inning. You got De Leon at second. You got Santana at first. The pitch, strike three called on the outside corner. Taurine will be rung up, and there's now two down in the inning and brings up Dimitro Crisantes to the plate.
So what?
Watch the replay there, and what a pitch. And now manager John Shoemaker is going to make his way out to the mound. So he'll call to the bullpen. It'll be the end of the ball game for Reynaldo Yean, and they will bring in a batter just to face Dimitro Crisantes. We'll be right back. You're watching All-Hide Baseball on the MILB app by Salia Trails Rancho, 6-3.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and silent vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Thursday night. And all things All of a sudden, things have gotten a lot tighter than probably what they should be. Felix Cabrera is a new pitcher in the ballgame for manager John Shoemaker. This pitcher change brought to you by Rescon Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, St. Little Rescon, and bye-bye bugs. Felix Cabrera, 6-3. With a 5.45 ERA, 37 strikeouts and 26 walks through 34 and two-thirds innings of work. He's hit three batters so far this season, and he got Demetrio Cristantes stepping up to the plate. He's got four home runs, including one of the most iconic home runs of the season. On 4th of July, it was a three-run home run against his very exact Rancho team to walk it off. And does Cresantes have that sort of heroics left in him here in today's ballgame? A 6-3 ballgame for the 19-year-old at Nogales High School out in Arizona, an hour outside of Phoenix. What does Cresantes have left in store? He's been held hitless in the ballgame. He is 0-3 and a walk in this ballgame. What a time it would be for his first hit. He had a two-run RBI last night. First pitch on the way, fouled off to the right side. The count now 0-1. Five hits apiece for Visalia and Rancho. One error as well for the two squads. I'd love to take some time here to grab a foul ball that lands in the field of play. Demetrio Cresantes has gone on base in 38 straight games. And chance play hero ball right here. 0-1 with two away. The pass from Cabrera at the belt. Here's the deal home. Cresantes will pop this one up on the right side. Should be enough to end it. Underneath it is Diaz. He'll make the grab and the ball game is over. Rod put together a late rally in tonight's ball game, but a little too late. And the Rye dropped game three of the six-game series. Final score 6-3. Rancho, six runs, five hits, one error. And for Visalia, three runs, five hits, and one error. With tonight's loss, the Rye now find themselves three games back with 20 games to go in the second half of the California League season. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll cover Rye postgame at VisaliaRye.com for a broadcast here on the MILB app. Joe Gonzalez saying, have a great night. And go Rawhide.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. Let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Welcome back to Ride Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Final score tonight, Rancho 6, Visalia 3. And we'll start this ball game up from the top half of inning number 1. Kendall George, a leadoff single, just two pitches into the ball game. However, he'd be cut, Celia, and then Eduardo Quintero and Cameron Decker will be the next two outs of the inning for Adonis Perez. In the bottom half of inning number 1, Yansel Luis would get the base running started early with a leadoff walk. However, after that, a flyout and back-to-back punch-outs would put the first inning to bed. However, in the top half of the second inning, Rancho would take advantage of Adonis Perez, including three walks in the frame. Adonis struggled in today's ball game, in a ball game where Visalia pitching combined for eight walks in today's ball game. A three-run home run off of the bat of Samuel Munoz made it a 3-0 ball game at the end of two. Then in the top half of the third inning, Rancho would tack on a couple more runs, including a two-run RBI triple from Jose Mesas. At the end of three innings of work, the Ride found themselves in a 6-0 hole. However, in the bottom half of the fifth inning, the Ride would score their first run of the ball game, thanks to a single from Adrian DeLeon and then the sac fly from Christopher Taurine, and then the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Rawhide put together a late-game rally where they bring up seven batters to the plate, including an RBI from Ruben Santana, but too little too late. Felix Cabrera checks into the ball game and gets a pop-out to second base as Demetrio Grisantes is sat down for the final out of the ball game. Rawhide continue to struggle with runners in scoring position, 1-for-10 tonight. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they were 2-for-6. We'll step aside one final time, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's Friday game. Game 4 of the 6-game series. Tonight, Rancho defeats Visalia 6-3. Roger Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Final score tonight, Rancho 6, Visalia 3. Lake Gelsorter receives the win tonight in extra innings against Inland Empire. Final score 5-4. Meanwhile, out in San Jose at Excite Ballpark, Stockton with a 7-6 win against the Giants in the last ditch Chancy Park in Fresno. The Grizzlies a 6-1 win against the Modesto Nuts. Moving around the rest of the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, out at the high A level, Eugene Blanks, Hillsborough, final score 10-0. At the double A level, San Antonio out, no hits. The Amarillo Sod Poodles, final score 8-0. And then at the triple A level, the Reno Aces, an 11-8 win against the El Paso Chihuahuas for the Major League Club. They get the day off. However, LA suffers a loss earlier today, so now the gap to first is just 2 games between both San Diego and Arizona, so things getting tight with a little over a month to go in the Major League season. Returning back here to Valley Strong Ballpark, the Rawhide suffer the loss tonight. Meanwhile, for tomorrow's ball game, it'll be Sean Paul Lanon on the mound for Rancho Cucamonga. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it'll be the right-hander Casey Anderson on the mound for the rest of the weekend. It'll be all right-handed pitchers, Casey Anderson, Daniel Nunez, and Denny Lerondo. The Rawhide have to find a way to hit with runners in scoring position tomorrow. 1-for-10 tonight. They left 9 runners on base. You look at yesterday's ball game, 4-for-17, 12 left on base. And then you look at the opening game of the series, 3-for-13, 8 runners left on base. If this team wants to be a playoff team, they got to hit with runners in scoring position, or those playoff dreams in September will go night-night here with 20 games to go. Final score tonight, Visalia falls to Rancho, 6 hits, 6 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. Noah Roon receives the win. He's now 3-1 with a 4.09 ERA. Meanwhile, Donis Perez receives his 7th loss of the year. He's 5-7 with a 5.66 ERA. And then lastly, receiving the save is Felix Cabrera, his 2nd save of the year. It took us 2 hours and 53 minutes to play today's ballgame in front of a crowd of 1,349 fans. Tomorrow night's ballgame, a 6:30 first pitch with pregame starting at 6:20 p.m. So until we talk tomorrow night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.